This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A former president opts for home hospice care. That would be Jimmy Carter at the age of 98, the 39th president of the United States. Speaking of presidents, our president went cloak and dagger, so to speak. He snuck out of Washington and went into Ukraine's war zone. There's been a lot of reaction to that trip. What does it say to the world? What does it say to Russia? And another earthquake rocks Turkey, believe it or not. Just another day in paradise, right, everybody? Kate Delaney, happy as always to be with all of you. So here's what happened on this trip, just briefly. It's just wild to think that you get an unusual news blackout and you have a visit to Kyiv, a city under regular bombardment, because that certainly has happened throughout this whole thing, which is coming up on a year. But ultimately, it was an extraordinary step of a couple of things, including informing Moscow of Biden's planned visit ahead of time, just a few hours ahead of time. But an American president visiting a war-torn capital in an area where military groups and mercenaries are not the type that kind of follow the rules, you might say. I read a piece of the Washington Post about it, and I thought, wow, they just kind of nailed this. It's just so shocking to think about it. There was risk, definitely. What happened was only a few people went on the trip. For example, just a few people from the White House, core White House aides, three, that's it. The news media, only two people were notified of this possible trip, and they were told that they would get an email saying details on this golf tournament so that nobody would know what they were talking about. And undercover, 4:30 in the morning on Sunday, boom, out the door of the White House and on to this journey to Kyiv on an Air Force C-32. That plane sat dark, shades drawn, away from the tarmac where it's usually parked for presidential travel, and it lifted off early. And then get to Kyiv eventually for a meeting with President Zelensky. But there were certainly moments where the commander-in-chief would be in the war zone with security risks. I mean, look, there are no U.S. troops. We don't have U.S. troops stationed there. Of course we don't. So that nobody's there. That's a much different look than some of the other places that presidents have gone. So it was definitely a gamble. Is it a gamble to galvanize American support for the war? Does it provide a needed jolt to the global people that are opposing Russia? And does it raise the morale of the people who must be exhausted in the Ukraine? Does it do all those things? And it probably, in some senses, it probably does. The idea is that the president felt that it was important to make the trip because of the juncture that we're in at this point, approaching the one-year anniversary of that full-scale invasion. Getting to Ukraine, going on a train, first the plane, the shades drawn, then not a lot of security on the train, security boarding at various points, an eight-car train rumbling through the Polish-Ukrainian countryside for 10 hours. Wow! And then, of course, arriving and touring Kyiv and going to a memorial for people that have lost their lives, Ukrainians who have lost their lives in the capital city. And then the two presidents with a symbolic stroll as photographers and others snap photos and videos, and the news blackout was broken, right? Because you could hear the sirens ringing out, the air raid sirens, and so many of the videos and the pictures were finally released. And for his part, the surprise trip to Kyiv, Biden vowed enduring support for Ukraine, sending an additional $460 million, planning to send that to in U.S. military assistance to the Ukraine, and meeting and talking about what's happening on the ground. I mean, look, the Biden administration has provided about $30 billion in security since Putin sent Russian forces into Ukraine back on February 24th of 2022. And hundreds of thousands of casualties, of course, in the Ukraine since this has happened. And the United States and NATO allies have expanded what they're given when it comes to weaponry that they're pledging. Heavy tanks, we're part of that. But no F-16s, because that's one of the things that pushes in a different direction. It's one of the things that Zelensky says that they need. But this visit wasn't about arguing over F-16s. It was about reaffirming backing from America for Ukraine sovereignty and the territorial integrity of that area, which, remember, Russia violated back in 2014 when Putin annexed Crimea, that peninsula, and then was launching support for separatist campaigns in that eastern Donbass region of Ukraine. So that's it. You know, that was the maneuvering behind the background. It was wild to see the president just sauntering the dark blue suit with Zelensky, who of course dresses in his military fatigues and boots and is always dressed that way, walking through the city and thinking about what does this mean, right? And certainly it affirms, again, the U.S. backing the effort in the Ukraine, even though there are many new polls that are coming out that show a lot of Americans are weary of the aid effort. And that's also happening across the globe. There are other people in other countries who are worried about the billions going to Ukraine instead of the priorities that they have in those particular areas. And listen, in the last couple of weeks, the White House has told Kyiv they could see limits in support from the United States, but at the same time taking this cloak and dagger move and then vowing for more dollars to be spent, more aid to be spent to help them, right? And there are absolutely people in Congress, especially Republicans, are divided on this as to whether to support or curtail support for Ukraine, right? And we're going to hear more about this, obviously, as this rambles through the rest of this week and what's happening on the ground. And we certainly know that there are Russian soldiers who just are fleeing. There are Russians who don't even want to be involved in this, that are under penalty of risking their lives. They're just trying to escape and get out of the situation. But boy, oh boy, the acrimony between Washington and Moscow will grow even that much deeper. That's for sure after this. But support for the Ukraine healthy with that visit from our president. Go to the Man Cave coming up next.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Yes, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to what's going on in the man cave, but I want to make sure that our friends in the Midwest are armed and ready with their shovels. Because it looks like a lot of snow is already being dumped and headed your way. Wisconsin, Michigan, Minneapolis specifically getting a foot expected on Thursday. Can you imagine what that'll be like? At least there's some preparation ahead of time. In fact, in that city, they're asking people to be careful where they park, and that's because of snow plowing. And, you know, when you get that much snow, that's what it's about. Where are you plowing and what are you doing? All right, speaking of plowing of a different sort, the off-season is interesting to plow through when it comes to who's staying, who are you going to pony up for and try to figure out how you can keep them under the salary cap in the NFL. And there are certainly a slew of teams. In fact, all the teams go through that process. But who could be cut and where can they save and all of that. And that's the conversation that's just hot and heavy right now, including if you look at America's team, which is still really the Dallas Cowboys, people say anyway. Ezekiel Elliott, who was a superstar running back, could he be cut? There is a possibility. That conversation is happening a lot in Dallas. And then you look at quarterback shuffles. Aaron Rodgers, back with Green Bay, or perhaps someplace else, like the New York Jets? How about Derek Carr, released from the Raiders? Where does he pop up next? At least one conversation that we don't have to have is Tom Brady. Oh, Tom Brady, he retired for good, and we know it's for good. I really trust what he said by releasing that clip weeks and weeks ago, where he was on a beach saying, I'm not going to go through big rigmarole because I already did that, but this is the end, thank you everybody, and kind of went off. And we'll eventually end up with Fox, but not for another year and a half. So the speculation over anything with Brady is that's over. Now it's the other quarterbacks, the shuffle that'll happen there that's being heavily talked about. What I think is interesting that just happened is in NASCAR, because you had the Super Bowl of NASCAR that just was raced, the Daytona 500. And I love the story. I talked about this briefly in hour one when we were talking to Ryan Clark, a chef who was out right there at the NASCAR opener and had some great tailgating recipes. But anyway, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was not predicted to win the Daytona 500, but it's the first win for him in over 2,060 days, that long, a 199 race winless streak. Longest Daytona 500 in history, and he wins it. That's gotta feel good. Oh, when you have a drought like that, oh, and it's just hanging on you. Because you so want to be there on that podium. What a roller coaster career. Because then you got to fight to keep your job. You got to get your seat. I mean, he lost his seat at a premier NASCAR team, and he opened his 14th season in a 5-year losing streak. So it is an understatement to say this is a huge win for him. It was double overtime and under caution on Sunday, the longest running of what's called the Great American Race. The two overtime laps pushed the Daytona 500 to a record 212 laps, dozens of laps beyond the scheduled distance, and 530 miles. So that's what it is, 530 miles. So good for him, a huge win. It's a win for the JTG Daugherty Racing team, and the team is owned by a former NBA player, Brad Daugherty, and two others. But it is a big win for them. Oh, a big win for them. So how about that? I love it. I mean, what a great thing for him. You know, I love this story. This is a guy from Olive Branch, Mississippi, right? Olive Branch, Mississippi. That's such a cool place. I mean, it's a cool name of a city, but, incredible, incredible win for him. All right, we bounce to the courts because, you know, you're in the man cave, I'm in the man cave, whoever else is in the man cave to talk here about what's happening in the sports world. And in the NBA, we're at that point now, what I call the halfway point, right? And the NBA All-Star Game, you had the first team to 182 wins, the fourth quarter untimed. So it was about who gets to 182 wins, points. So Team Giannis, 184. Team LeBron, 175. It's just a kind of a different All-Star weekend. Some historic performances and slam dunk contests and the things that they normally do there. But it does mark, more than anything else, that halfway point of the season that we're going now in a different direction for who's going to make it when it's at the end of this, who's going to make it in and who's going to represent ultimately in the East and the West. And it's been a weird season. I mean, I've dipped in and out of the NBA and watching some of the injuries, watching some of where the teams stand at this point. You have LeBron on a team that he's the GOAT, right? Is he not the GOAT? We could argue for Michael Jordan. We could argue about some other players, but I think you got to give it to LeBron James. And here he is. This is still, I mean, how much more are we going to see of LeBron James eventually? And they're fifth in the Pacific Division at this point. So he's the star. And he's scored the most points in NBA history. And every time you look at the team stats, you're looking for LeBron. And LeBron knows that the next couple of weeks, especially, really the next couple of months, I mean, this is it for them. I wouldn't count them out as playoff contenders, but then how far do they go once they get there? And by the way, speaking of Michael Jordan, there was a big Michael Jordan moment. He donated $20 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which Michael Jordan's a billionaire. But the fact that he gave that much money to them, I think, is tremendous, because what Make-A-Wish does for kids, it's just absolutely amazing. See their faces light up when, you know, the hope is really, this is it for many of them. And they have this, you know, what is their wish, whether it's to go to Disney World, Disneyland, or a myriad of different things. It is quite extraordinary, I think, what they do for kids. So bravo to him for that. It is about training camp swinging open when it comes to Major League Baseball. I know, because I'm in Florida, where it is about the baseball at this point, right? There's a lot of spring training going on. And our friends in Arizona are having it, and here in Florida, the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League. And there's a lot of conversation about rules changes and what are we going to see when the season kicks off, and you're going to see it in spring training. But, you know, bigger base pads, I think, is interesting. A pitch clock, and how will that speed up the game? Because there's complaints that the game is too long, and so it needs to shorten up, and this is one way to do that. And how will that be received? Well, it's here. So received well or not, it's happening. And some of those games are so crazy, crazy, crazy long. I'm going to catch a spring training game on Sunday. I'll bring back a full report of what it was like. Usually it's a lot of fun. All right, stay with us. Two really interesting authors coming up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fox News host Tucker Carlson is being given access to a massive trove of surveillance footage from around the time of the U.S. Capitol riot. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy released 41,000 hours of footage from the Capitol to Carlson. McCarthy last month supported the idea of releasing more footage from the attacks to the public, accusing Democrats on the January 6th Select Committee of politicizing the incident in their investigation for their own benefit. Carlson has questioned the circumstances of the riot on his primetime show on several occasions. Tonight's Powerball drawing is up to an estimated $87 million after there was no grand prize winner on Saturday. Even more money is on the line tomorrow. That jackpot currently stands at $104 million. A major winter storm will be impacting millions of Americans this week. The storm is expected to begin in the northwest tomorrow and head east as the week progresses. Julio Flores, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Talk to this guy all day long. I'm waiting to hear his story. He's got such a great story, and he's made me rethink some of the things that I'm eating, actually. Stan Yaki is in our virtual green room, and he's in our author's corner as well. He's written a couple of books, and the one we're going to talk about is Some Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, A Lifetime of Adventures and Recipes. Stan, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
So we did have a great off-air conversation, and you did make me think about some of the things that I was eating and some of the things I was doing. But let's explain to people, first of all, why did you write this book?
Well, Kate, I wrote this book after spending about 30 years in corporate land and left there and became an individual consultant. This was in the business aviation world, but... it also freed me up a little bit start thinking about what I'd done over my lifetime, fishing, hunting, outdoors activities, which I was still doing, of course. Living in Savannah, we had lots of opportunities. And I decided, well, let's write down some stories and see if we can tell paint a picture about my lifetime and all the enjoyment that I had over the years with friends and family. And then I was learning how to cook very slowly and without, a whole lot of training or whatnot, watching the cooking channel and the Food Network on occasion. And with my wife laughing in the background that I couldn't handle more than one dish at a time. But we worked through that. And so I said, okay, I've got all these stories that I've written now. I call them adventures. And gee whiz, what do you do with them? What does the world need when it comes to wild fishing game? And it occurred to me, from having visited both online and actual bookstores, et cetera, there aren't a whole lot of menu-oriented books to help people when they have the opportunity to cook wild fish and game. And so I took a menu approach. And so each of the adventures in the book, and there are 25 in some adventures outdoors, has a menu that will help the reader or the chef enjoy taste, texture, temperature, and tint or color compatibility. Now, obviously, you can switch various side dishes or salads between menus, but it gives you kind of a roadmap if somebody were to show up on your front door, be it a relative, a husband, a wife, or just a friend, and present you with a piece of venison or a striped bass that they happen to have caught that afternoon. What do I do with this? And so that's the approach I took.
I love it. You told me a great story. You have to share this with the listeners about mountain goats and your daughter. Tell the world that story.
Okay. Well, back in 1987, I had the opportunity, based on a lottery draw, for a mountain goat tag in the North Cascades of Washington, to hunt mountain goats. A very good friend of mine and his older brother accompanied me on two different outings up to 6,000 feet in the Cascades, and we brought home a goat. When I arrived home, and keeping in mind this is 1987, we didn't have cell phones, and so as I dropped off my hunting companion, I called my wife at her parents' house and told her that I was on my way home and that I had been successful in harvesting a goat. And so she told my children, my 5-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter at the time, Daddy's bringing home a goat. And so I arrived and I was in the kitchen preparing to portion out the meat, and my daughter and children walked in, and my little daughter says, Daddy, where's the goat? I want to see the goat. And so I took them all out onto the back porch, and I had laid the hide, the complete hide, on the deck. And that was not exactly what everybody had in mind.
I bet that surprised her. I love that story. And you told me she constantly brings that up to you now adult.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love it.
She and some of our neighbor kids to this day, we'll talk about it. Well, gee whiz, I rounded the corner of the house and there was a deer being processed. Hanging from a tree limb. So I've had my not very family friendly moment processing my harvest.
Yeah, I love it. You said, like I said, you and I talked about what do you want people to know. What do you want people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think the main things, Kate, are that. Adventures in the outdoors are very, very important, I believe, to everybody. Whether you're hunting, whether you're fishing, doesn't matter in the sense that getting out there and enjoying nature, enjoying what there is in terms of beauty, diversity of plants and wildlife. I could sit, and I have done this, I can sit on a stump and watch a herd of elk or a bunch of squirrels or whatever for literally an hour, just watching them be who they are. And so my message or my intent with this book is, you know, look at the photos in the book. There are plenty, and see the kinds of things that I've been fortunate to experience over the years, and know that that is out there for you as well. You know, depending on what you do with it or whether you do it. And then if you do hunt or fish and harvest something, here's a collection of menus that you can apply to what you have in hand.
Yeah, exactly. And then you know how to match them up. And is that a great satisfaction to you to learn how to cook? Because, I mean, you've become pretty good, I would assume, Stan, in reading your book.
Well, I'm decent, so put it that way. People have said, oh, you should open a restaurant, or you should compete on Chopped, or something like that. And the answer is, oh, no, that would be a very bad idea.
So you...
I do okay in my own kitchen, and I thoroughly enjoy cooking. Now that my wife is gone, it's... sometimes challenging to make something fun and interesting just for myself, or frequently I'll call a neighbor and say, you know, if you haven't already fixed dinner, come on down, because I dearly love to cook and to share.
Yeah, I can imagine getting that phone call. Your neighbors rush to your house, I'm certain of it. So we have a couple of minutes left. Give me one of your great adventures. What was your favorite adventure? I know that's hard because you've been everywhere.
Favorite adventure. Oh, golly. That is very hard. I will say it's kind of a predecessor to an adventure in the book called Family Tradition. When I was 2 weeks shy of my 8th birthday in Washington State, my grandfather was visiting from Iowa. I didn't know much about ocean fishing, and so my family took him up to Nia Bay, Washington, which is on the Makah Indian Reservation on the northwest tip of the Olympic Peninsula, and we went king salmon fishing. Long and short of it is, I caught a 29-pound, 15-ounce king salmon.
Oof.
Which for a almost 8-year-old kid was pretty special and pretty unusual. Fast forward, my son was 2 weeks shy of his 9th birthday, and my dad and I decided, well, it's time to take him salmon fishing as well. We had been salmon fishing out on the Puget Sound, but this was the big time, going out to the ocean at Nia Bay. And within 100 yards of where I had hooked my fish many, many years previous, my son hooked a nice king salmon, and we battled it for a while and brought it to the boat, and 29 pounds, 15 ounces. It was absolutely identical in size and weight.
Wow.
And so that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that's a great adventure. So you can tell there's lots of stories, lots of good stuff for you. Pick this up, some adventures outdoors and in the kitchen, a lifetime of adventures and recipes. I'm also going to throw this in. He's another book, some Southern Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, a collection of Southern adventures and recipes. Both are great. Stan, thank you so much for joining us.
Kate, thanks for having me. And I hope everybody gets out there and has some adventures and eat what you harvest.
Ooh, I love that. Thanks, Stan.
Thank you.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, her book, A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Boy, this is something I think that is so necessary. She and I had a wonderful off-air conversation about what is lacking, and she talks about in her book that mentoring is her passion, and that, you know, she's got these tips for success, and that it's reader-friendly, and it's a book that you can pick up and read, really, I think, at any point. And it's something that I did. So, Suzanne, thanks for coming on. And what was your motivation to, I need to put this together and get it out in the world?
Well, first, I'm very honored to be a guest on your show. And then to answer your question, I have worked my whole career in very conservative, male-dominated industries. And the rules are different. And there's a lot of folks out there that, I don't want to say pose, but, you know, they put themselves as career experts, and maybe in their particular field they are, but for the conservative industries like banking, the government, transportation, construction, the rules are much stricter. So I got tired of yelling at the TV and the computer screen, and I decided to take a positive step and write my experiences down for people who don't actually have, who aren't blessed to actually have a mentor in the workplace.
And you talk about, like, in the very beginning, you talk about, you know, with the workplace, the ground rules. And you have a quote. You say, people may doubt what you say, but they will always believe what you do. And you say there's an unspoken code of conduct in business, which you call the ground rules. And you list the rules, and it's really easy to go through the rules. Give us what you think is one of the most important, because obviously, there are a lot of rules. You have 12 altogether. But pick out one and tell us about that that's in the book.
I think that the fall the follow through, and then my last one, the determination and perseverance. I think those are the most important, and keeping your sense of humor. There's just going to be times that things are falling apart, and instead of jumping down everybody's throat or picking somebody apart that isn't productive to being part of the team or to making it work, keeping your sense of humor and a positive outlook, I think, goes a long way in just your personal life and also your professional life.
Yeah, and in that last ground rule, too, you talk about, as you said, how important it is. You talk about that we live in an impatient age where we are encouraged to have it now and everything seems to move at the speed of light. Boy, isn't that true? I mean, really fast, especially now when you look at technology. So how did you break the book down? How did you organize the book so it would be easy, like you say, a mentor at your fingertips?
Well, it's actually about 2 years of work of my life. I would write in the evenings and on the weekends. And then when I would start reading it, and throughout the book, I ask and I advise others to have somebody that you trust, you know, read your work. And there was a lot of don't, and I wanted it to have a positive tone. So I just sat down after I wrote my first draft and decided, okay, well, what comes first? And I thought, well, the ground rules come first and why I wrote the book. And then it's very important if you're selling yourself and just to get ahead, you need to know what your goals are. And a lot of people, they don't set their own personal goals. And also, too, a lot of people, especially those that go to business school, they're familiar with a SWOT analysis, but they don't take personal stock of their own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and how that would apply to their personal and professional life, which I feel are very important. So I just sat it down and what I thought the order was and what my mentors, because I've been very blessed throughout my life to have some really terrific mentors, what they taught me and the order they taught me in. And so that's how I laid out the book.
Yes, SWOT analysis is so important. That was a game changer for me. It changed my life by doing that. And you talk about the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities and the threats. And you have this at the end of what I'll call chapters, where you say challenge yourself and you list questions and you prompt people that read the book to do it. Is that also part of your thinking, like, hey, let's take some action?
Yes, I think it's really important. My whole life I've practiced music or, you know, played musical instruments. And so that's part of, you know, music. You learn it, but then you have to put it into practice and you have to challenge yourself, especially on the difficult parts of the music. But also my mentors too, I've been very blessed. They would challenge me. So they would give me something that made me put it into practice. Yeah. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do that and challenge folks who read it so they will get motivated and see, you know, something for them to put it into practice to learn.
Yeah. And again, the name of the book is A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, we're speaking with her right now. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. People always ask me this question, and like you, I've been very fortunate to have mentors. People ask me, well, how do I get a mentor? How do I find a mentor? And I think that's the idea partially, too, of your book. Okay, you don't have one. Here you go. That's why A Mentor at Your Fingertips. But how would you answer that question when someone says, well, then how can I also get a mentor?
I think that working hard and taking the extra step, it sets you apart from others. So those in the chain of command notice you more. And that's different than people can spot it when you're doing it for the right reason. And then volunteering. Like, a lot of people will roll their eyes when your boss asks, well, who would like to help out with a Christmas party or the team baseball game or whatever it is. And a lot of people will roll their eyes. But volunteering for those type of activities, it sets you apart, but also, too, you get to know people from other parts of your organization, and you're not just a name on a on a roster, people will say, oh, I've worked with him or her. You know, they're a really great person. They have a sense of humor, or boy, do they work hard, or something like that. So then you get known in the organization. But again, I caution people, anybody who's been around for a while, they know there's a saying that I really like. If you do the right thing for the wrong reason, it's still the wrong thing to do. So I think you have to be motivated to do the right thing in the workplace.
Yeah. For you, what was the biggest challenge about doing the book?
I guess keeping the tone positive, and then also being very candid about, like, the dress code. Interviewers won't tell you, well, gee, gosh, you wore a miniskirt, and that doesn't go in our environment. So they're afraid of getting sued. They're not going to say, I'm sorry, we don't wear 4-inch heels in this environment. So things like that with the dress code was really hard, because there's a lot of the looks that I, on a personal level, I love, you know, like the handkerchief hem, and I think some of the looks are very pretty, again, but outside of work, not in a conservative environment. So I think throughout the challenge for me was to keep the tone positive, to really think about the personal challenges at the end of each chapter, and also starting each chapter with a quote to make each chapter a standalone, where you can just read any chapter. You don't have to read the whole book if you don't want to. And just being honest about the way it is, especially for women in conservative environments, because folks will say, well, no, that doesn't matter anymore. But having, and still being a woman, because a lot of times I'm the only woman in a room full of men, yes, things haven't changed that much. So I think it's very important. Again, there's a difference between inspiring people, which I think is very important, but when you're a mentor to somebody, I think there's a candidness in the relationship, which is sometimes hard to take. So yeah. I think that was my challenge to do that.
We have just a couple of minutes left, so last question. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That I hope that it achieves my goal of helping them get to the next step and putting them in a position where they do get blessed to have a real-life mentor. But in the meantime, that my book will help them move along in their career and also help them on a personal level, too.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. A Mentor at Your Fingertips, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kate.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pouty Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.